This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look at that calendar. 21st of December. Only a few days to find the perfect gift.
Shortest day of the year.
It is indeed, yeah.
We're going to get more daylight now.
Yeah. So there's less time to find that perfect gift today. Weather's not looking so hot. We're going to start there. Already got a listener that said, heads up. Traveling east on I-94, east of the Sterling exit about a mile. Jackknife semi in the median. Between the east and west lanes, the trailer sticking out a little bit onto the shoulder of the eastbound lane, but I'll slow things up a little bit. Another texter says, Heidi would be a mistake. Where does that come from? Just kind of out of the clear blue. Heidi would be a mistake.
I don't translate them or interpret them. I just post them.
we'll pass that on to Donald Trump. We'll forward that on. We'll forward that on to Donald Trump for you. I realize it. And we do appreciate your calls, questions, comments on the news of the day, on anything. Tell us what's on your mind. Have you found that perfect Christmas gift? If you're struggling, I have a few ideas. Call me. I can help you out. 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. This is What's on Your Mind. Michelle Malkin will be here. She's here on Fox News Channel. Might have read her books, read her column. She has a new series called Michelle Malkin Investigates on CRTV.com, and she is good. She digs. She gets the rest of the story that the mainstream media ignores. She's a blogger as well and just does a very nice job. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here the entire next hour for another Talk Radio Town Hall. He's had a meeting with Chairman Dave Archambault of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe since we talked last. One-on-one, too, not one of these kind of big circus meetings where there's a bunch of different people and everybody's got to talk. This is just, let's get down to business. So we'll talk with him about that and also his indication that he'll be a candidate for the U.S. Senate if that spot is vacated soon. So we'll talk with him about that, too, coming up on What's on Your Mind. In the meantime, you tell us what's on your mind, and if we can answer any questions you might have, and you can pass along some road conditions, we love that, or anything in the way of weather conditions, always happy to hear that as well. J.P. Martin is here, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, and a lot of us are thinking about Christmas travel that will come in days and how it might be impacted. And I think it's fair to say we have a significant weather event on the way. Is that right, J.P.?
Very possible, Scott, that we do. And say, listen, I've been listening to you here for a little bit, and I've got some suggestions for some of those Christmas gifts that would include some rock salt, snow shovels, and a snow blower. All might be good to have Christmas Day this time around.
You forgot the hot tub.
The hot
Yeah.
Wow. There
the
you go.
Hot tub.
Right,
there you go.
After you shovel and throw the rock salts and, you know, deal with everything, you gotta, you know, you have to sort of put everything back together. That's what
well,
the
you shovel a path to the hot tub, right? Say, listen, guys, unfortunately it's looking like we're in for another one. Storm, that is. Here's the thing. We are early yet. You know, it is Wednesday. We think the storm will be coming in Saturday night, Christmas Eve, and continuing through the day on Christmas. I'm confident there's going to be snow in North Dakota and all across the northern plains, confident of that. The problem is just how much. I'm also confident somebody's going to get a lot of snow. I just don't know who quite yet. Whether that's us here in North Dakota, your listeners in South Dakota, or possibly even those up into Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Track of the storm still uncertain. I think we'll know, be able to nail it down a whole lot better, say, Thursday night forecast, Friday time frame. And we're trying our best to nail this down because I know a lot of people have travel plans and they need to know what's going to be happening in the weather. For right now, my advice is, if you have plans to travel, you'll have no problem Thursday, Friday. You'll want to enjoy those days. Thursday, Friday, it'll be mild, relatively speaking. Some sunshine, I think good travel weather, even on Saturday, Christmas Eve. It's Saturday night when things start to go downhill, and Sunday could be a challenge for us.
And, yeah, so, you know, I guess it shouldn't impact travel on the front at Christmas, right? Because unless you're planning on actually traveling Christmas Day, you know, maybe you move that up, right?
Correct.
Because the tough spot is going to be when, do you think, as of now?
Right now, I would say later Saturday night, all day Christmas, and into Monday.
Wow.
Going to be the problems. Again, getting to wherever you're going, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I don't see any problem with that at all. It's Sunday, traveling Sunday, even within the state. You know, a lot of folks here at the office, people are talking about, well, I'm going on, you know, we're going to drive to Grandma's on Christmas morning and, you know, up in Minot or over into Fargo. That could even be a challenge, travel within the state on Sunday. And then if you're coming back, say, for example, you're leaving later this week and you're coming back Monday, Tuesday next week, again, that could be a challenge. You may need to – here's the thing. If you have plans, just be ready that you may have to adjust those plans a little bit.
And you talked about some of us are going to get a lot of snow. When you say a lot of snow, what kind of range are we talking about here?
Oh, I would say in excess of 6 inches.
Okay.
Yeah. So I said, you know, Scott, that's the definition of a winter storm warning, 6 inches or more of snow. And there will be warnings posted for parts of the northern plains. Again, I just can't tell you right now, and I just can't tell you if it'll be parts of North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, Minnesota, Montana, Wyoming, all the northern plains. The other thing is on the front side of the storm, we're going to be bringing up a lot of warm air, again, relatively speaking warm air, right, 40-degree air. So we could have rain, you know, southern Minnesota, Sioux Falls area, South Dakota, could be rain on the front side of the storm.
Wow.
Now, behind it, one thing I'm confident of is a return to colder weather. We're talking early next week, highs in the teens and lows just below zero for the early part of next week behind the system.
Now, with the storm itself, though, the temperatures, those temperatures aren't going to be too bad. It's mainly snow and wind that'll be the big issues here?
That's right. Not too bad. During the storm, we're forecasting high temperatures to be in the 20s for highs and overnight lows, around 10 degrees or so. So, that won't be our problem. The bitter cold will not be a problem during the storm. It'll be kind of, you know, what we've had with that first storm we had this season here affecting North Dakota, where it was actually, pretty mild during the snow. It was a heavier, wetter snow. This won't be a very wet snow, but it won't be that very powdery, dry snow either. It'll kind of be, in between with temperatures in the 20s.
All right, very good. So, and obviously the moving target here is the fact that we're a ways out, and you're talking about this thing impacting things late Saturday, Sunday for sure, and then Monday. But where and how much is going to be something we're probably not going to know with certainty till what, later tomorrow or Friday?
We're really hoping that by Thursday afternoon forecast that we put out, we can try and have higher confidence and maybe even start posting some headlines related to watches, you know, and things like that, and trying to narrow down that exact area. Again, there will be snow in North Dakota on Christmas Day. There will be snow in South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. The question is how much, who gets the most, who kind of misses out. And that's what we need to narrow down for the folks.
All right. Well, JP, appreciate that. Anything else you want to tell our listeners other than Merry Christmas?
Well, yeah, Merry Christmas. Again, most important thing is not only the forecast. If you're in, say, for example, you're living in Williston right now, you're traveling somewhere for the weekend. Not only look at the forecast for Williston, but make sure you check the forecast for where you're going, because it could be much different. The other thing is, again, make your plan, have your plan, and just be ready that you may need to adjust that plan a little bit.
Very good. Thanks for the update. Always appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Always good talking with you.
You too, meteorologist J.P. Martin at the National Weather Service in Bismarck, and it's just a matter of where and how much, but it's coming. I mean, where, as he said, North Dakota's going to have snow, so how much snow and the timing on when it's coming is the only thing really that's in question right now. We earlier had that call about the semi-jackknifed out by Sterling. I'm looking at the travel map right now, whole northwest quadrant of North Dakota and a good chunk of eastern North Dakota from Highway 2 south has either ice or compacted snow or scattered ice on the roads. And there's also quite a bit of snow-covered roads in the northeast corner of North Dakota and a little bit around the Jamestown area and south of Jamestown, south of Bismarck, 83 and a little bit, looks like, what, 34, 13, Highway 30 as well, getting a little bit of the scattered snow and the drift. So travel conditions are a little bit challenging out there today as well. So please be careful. Highway 2 from Williston all the way east of Minot, about one-fourth of the way to Devil's Lake, is ice and compacted snow. So a lot of that as well. A lot of interesting travel today. Not a lot of green. One little patch of green is the stretch of 94 between half of the route between Mandan and Dickinson and a little past Dickinson. And then 94 Valley City to Fargo and Fargo to Wahpeton is good. That's about it. Otherwise, everything in the state has some form of conditions that will be a little difficult. Big meeting yesterday between Doug Burgum, the governor, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, and legislative leaders Al Carlson, Rich Warder, Ray Holmberg, and Jeff Delzer. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Also, some more of your texts and questions about relations between the state and Standing Rock and anything else on your mind. Call us 800-228-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Flory of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by B-Mobile, wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas, and you still can sign up for the B-Mobile Be Rewarded program and get yourself some great deals right here in December. Might be just the thing for that last-minute Christmas gift-giving. They have the Be Rewarded program at B-Mobile. It's for everyone. Gives you special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and more. That lasts all year long. okay? All year long. Can't go wrong there. So to learn more and find a location near you, visit bemobile.com/be rewarded and get all signed up. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Leg, and Bottineau in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, what's on your mind? Tell me at 800-228-0550. Let's see here. Oh, two texts on kind of a related topic. Why is our governor trying so hard to fix relations with Standing Rock and open the bridge? We've had enough of the lawless thugs in Morton County. We should blow the bridge. It's time Standing Rock does something to repair relations. What the heck? Another says, did I hear right that our new governor is trying to mend relations with Standing Rock? So what does the state of North Dakota and Morton County residents get out of it? Are they going to pay the $17 million they cost the taxpayers? Pay for the testing on the bridge? Get rid of the protesters? Let the pipeline be finished? We've been harassed. Personal property damaged. Our children on lockdown at St. Anthony's School. And just our way of life will never be the same. And now we're supposed to make nice? I don't think so. I think the governor needs to have a meeting with us, the people of Morton County and surrounding areas, and get our view on the matter. What do you and your listeners think? Well, I'll ask our listeners. But I first want you to hear the governor in the full context. I asked him yesterday in an interview how his meeting with Chairman Archambault went and what his plan is. Here's what he said.
I think we want to take, you know, steps forward. And, you know, one of the things we want to do is whether this pipeline, you know, regardless of the outcome, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and the citizens of North Dakota are still going to be neighbors. Those ranchers in North Dakota and Morton County, we want to try to get to a point where we think beyond, you know, beyond the pipeline protests, and we're all neighbors again, and to start working on the real issues that are, you know, facing the tribes in North Dakota. You know, unemployment, you know, high school dropout rates as high as any place in the country. You know, economic issues, social issues, you know, all the issues that we're facing in our cities too, but drug and alcohol issues. There's a lot of things that we want to get on the table and start talking about all the tribes, things that we can work on and maybe make progress. Again, hard things, but we want to talk about something other than pipeline protests, because we're looking to a world, you know, when the pipeline protests are over, and that's what we're, you know, trying to engage there. But in the meantime, we had a good discussion about trying to get the backwater bridge open, taking some, you know, I say, you know, initial steps to ensure that there's a good faith process to try to do that and make sure that everybody on both sides, you know, believes in sort of a return to normalcy if we can get there.
So, you know, I can understand if I'm a neighbor coming from the perspective of one of these callers or one of these texters that has been under siege, hearing that and thinking, okay, this is all about repairing relations with them. What about us? I think the governor is speaking for you, right? I think the governor is saying, hey, you can't act like that to your neighbors. I don't think he's saying, let's forget what you did. He's trying to repair the breach. So I didn't get out of it that he's somehow siding, if you will, with the Standing Rock. Oh, I think he's saying, let's get out of this environment where, you know, you're having to, as you described, worry about personal property damage or children on lockdown at the school and your way of life being upended. And I think really the only way that happens is if, you know, the governor and others, as Congressman Cramer will tell us about next hour, sit across from, you know, the chairman and get a sense of trust that these things aren't going to happen anymore. I don't know. I think that's the way to go. I didn't take it maybe that it was, maybe I took it differently than you, but I think we're all trying to get to the same place. I feel horrible for what really North Dakotans have gone through, but certainly in a much, much more profound way, the folks in the neighborhood, that in Morton County and in and around this, is terrible. It's ridiculous. And we need to get to a place where that never happens again, without question. The bridge, my understanding, the actual inspection is taking place tomorrow. And, you know, the earlier texter said, why even open it, blow it up? First of all, I agree they ought to pay for it because they did damage it, no doubt about that. I also think that, you know, the reason it still hasn't even been inspected is because it's impossible to be down in that neck of the woods and not be harassed and worse. So, you know, the safety of the people doing the inspections are important, and I understand they're going to take great care to handle that tomorrow. So, anyway, more of your, I want your thoughts on this. Glenn and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I agree with what you've just said there. I think before anything is done to that bridge, they should inspect it, get some cost to repair it, and then before anything's done to that bridge, make sure that the tribe has paid for it. Yeah, like many people have said, who was the one that destroyed it in the first place? And as far as making amends with them people, let them come to us. We don't need to go to them. That's ridiculous.
Well, the only thing I would say is that I don't think you accomplish anything. I don't think we want to stay in this mode of constantly fighting. And look, I have real issues with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and their leadership. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But the idea that you sort of, well, when you're ready to come talk to us and checkbook in hand, we'll talk to you. Nothing's ever going to get accomplished. I don't think there's anything wrong sitting across the table and saying, let's figure this stuff out. And by the way, we're going to hold you to your word. And when you violate that trust, then you're going to have to earn it back. You know, I don't know that we have to turn our back and say we're not talking until, you know, you grovel. I don't think you necessarily get anything accomplished there. But I understand. We got to trust but verify. Glenn, good points. Thanks. Roger in Western North Dakota, what's your take?
Yeah, I was just going to comment on the governor's answer there. He sounds just like, and I voted for him, which I'm, the more I hear him, the more I kind of wish I wouldn't have. But he sounds just like Heidi Heitkamp. The poor, poor natives on the reservation, if they would get off their butt, the zero or the work unemployment is so high, if you're not necessarily native or white or whatever, if you don't have work where you're at, you go where there is work. But why should they go where there is work when they get everything handed to them free? And that's the problem of this whole thing, is they're used to getting everything free and everybody bending over backwards for them.
Okay, and I get all that, right? That's not going to change under this governor. It's the same as it was on the last governor, and that's a way of thinking that is a whole other track of what needs to be done. But specific to ending this long nightmare, that today is in its 134th day. Okay, 100. By the way, is that number changed, Rev? I think we got to update that.
The new president will get out of his duff and do something about it. I voted for him, and there's a lot of people in North Dakota that probably won't vote Republican next time if he don't get this settled. Our own governor can't do it. Maybe the president will.
Well, right. Our new governor's not even a week on the job. And all he's saying...
Look at all the money they're spending on this. If they would have got in the National Guard, and granted, that's a lot of money, but it wouldn't have been $17 million to get in there and poof it out in 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks it happened.
Right, I understand, but that's ancient history. Now we are where we are. Fix the darn thing. But I think talking to them isn't a hindrance to getting it fixed, is it?
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Music.
We're live, okay, thank you. I want to make sure I was...
Isn't this good shopping music? Doesn't this make you feel like...
Todd already kind of like jumped on, so I just...
Yeah, I mean, this is good shopping music here.
Like the Energizer Bunny, that guy, just can't hold him back.
This reminds me of the store growing up, you know?
It should make you want to head for your computer and order the best pillow on the planet Earth, the same one that Todd and I... are blessed to call our own, thanks to our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And we are able to offer you one incredible offer. That's that best premium offer ever, the four-pack special, $99.98. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179 smackaroonies. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Had a great time yesterday with Mark Kennedy, the president of the University of North Dakota, and Dr. Mark Hegger out of the university system on Point of View. I'm guest hosting again tonight among my guests, Tom Campbell, senator from Grafton, candidate for Congress now with all the sweepstakes going on with Heidi Heitkamp potentially ending up in the Trump cabinet. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour on whether he'll make that move to the Senate, which he said he will. He will be a candidate if, in fact, Heidi Heitkamp is asked to serve in the Senate. So. We'll talk about that. So that tonight, and a special Christmas story. Yes, you don't want to miss that. So 6:30 Point of View tonight, 6:30 in the Valley, 10:30 West on Dakota Fox West, and, of course, KXGB Channel 4 in the East, 6:30 tonight on the Tube. All right, let me get Phil in Devil's Lake in here, and then our guest is going to tell us about something that is really missing these days, and that's actual journalism. Actual investigations, tackling topics. Man, we have a few out here in North Dakota she could cover, right? Michelle Malkin will join us. She's an author. She's a blogger. She's a syndicated columnist coming up in a moment. But Phil and Devil's Lake, you've been waiting, so I want to get you in here. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, Merry Christmas, and I'm excited to listen to Michelle Malkin.
Me too.
Yeah. Just a couple comments on the Standing Rock issue and the DAPL and all that. I think two things. Some of your callers are hitting on some of the issues. I still believe to this day, I live near reservation, obviously. There's social issues on these reservations that I think the can keeps getting kicked down the road. Two, I truly believe after talking with some other natives, even from a couple other reservations, that basically Standing Rock, this is about money. They were well informed of basically a lot of the issues, the timelines involved on this. And from what I've been told, and none of this, I can't tell you for sure, provide documents, but I believe some of this, you know, was slow played by the Standing Rock Reservation. And some of it was about money until basically the train left the station and the pipeline was going to go through down there. So those are just two key points. And I believe the governor is doing the right thing. We do have to work with these reservations. You know, they are, you know, United States citizens. They are part of North Dakota. Yeah, the relations right now need to be better, but it's not going to get any better by making, you know, unrealistic demands up front. So I'll hang up and I'll listen, and I love your show, Scott.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate all that very much. I do think the bigger issues of really, you know, Native Americans in general are what deserve our attention. But you got to get rid of the four-alarm fire that is the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. There's still 800 people at the last estimate, 500 to 800 people illegally encamped right there in this area. They're going to be looking at that bridge tomorrow. So there's work to be done. Let's fix this one and then get on to the bigger ones for sure. Thanks for that. Michelle Malkin is the host of the original series Michelle Malkin Investigates on CRTV.com. Also a syndicated columnist. I love her books. She's a great blogger, and she's a real-life journalist. There's not many left in this day and age, unfortunately. Hi, Michelle. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me back, Scott.
Boy, have we got stuff for you to investigate. You can't believe
it. I know.
Yeah. I want to know how much I want to know how much money George Soros has poured into North Dakota to make sure that they can have a, you know, issue de jure here for the environmental extremists and other folks like them.
For sure. And there's been a lot of left-wing progressive exploitation of the issue. And in fact, we've heard from some rather disgruntled and displeased activists on the ground there who understood that they were being used and abused in large part by these elitist Hollywood types who come parachute in, cash in on their own political feather fluffing and then abandoned these people who have who've been wronged. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, it is a disgrace what's going on so many reservations. But the exploitation is also going on by a lot of these tribal leaders as well. I have someone I just met in Denver recently while I was on tour for Michelle Malkin Investigates, Scott, and he is a Lakota member himself and disgusted by the way in which so many of those leaders have exploited this. And apparently somewhere on the order of $6 million was raised. Where's that money going?
Oh, my gosh. And evidently, this is a problem nationwide. I talked to the attorney general the other day because a lot of our listeners have called and said, why do we have an attorney general? Follow the money and mm-hmm. do not let them use this for illegal activity. You have nearly 600 people that have been arrested. I mean, rioters and doing, you know, all kinds of horrendous things, throwing Molotov cocktails at police officers and firing shots at police officers. And so they sleep and eat courtesy of these GoFundMe accounts, and we can't do anything about it. He said that it's a situation plaguing attorneys general all throughout the United States. So they can't, you know, it's a shadowy way of getting money to these terrorists. So I don't know if it's congressional action. Something's got to be done.
Something does have to be done. And this is just part of that larger problem of social justice agitation for agitation's sake. And it's one of the things that I'm delving into with Michelle Malkin Investigates. I mean, I think when you're talking about these toxic issues of social justice and issues that are fraught with political correctness run amok, most mainstream journalists don't want to touch it, or they've got a knee-jerk proclivity for propping up a lot of these exploitative social justice groups.
Michelle Malkin is with us, by the way. CRTV.com is new. By the way, before we do anything, I want to make sure people know about this new Michelle Malkin Investigates series you're doing on CRTV. I happen to think that, the legacy media was on life support anyway prior to this election, and how they can have any credibility now to have just went all in for Hillary Clinton, trashed Donald Trump, been so wrong on the predictions, on the polls, on everything else. It seems to me that, you know, if they were on life support now, I don't know what they're on now, but it's not good. And the way those of us that don't trust them are going to get news are from places like CRTV.com. What is this, Michelle? Tell us about it.
So CRTV.com is a new, groundbreaking, internet-based, subscription-based news, opinion, and entertainment network. And I am just one of several contributors, Mark Levin, Mark Stein, Stephen Crowder, who's been a friend of mine for 10 years, really at the cusp of, you know, social media on the right and being able to reach those crucial millennials. And my program is a one-hour full-length investigative show. I don't understand why 60 Minutes and Dateline and 2020 are the ones with a monopoly on investigative journalism. I've been in this business now for 25 years, Scott, and I think it's time for more than just superficial sound bites and fleeting headlines. So I've got four full-length episodes that I've worked on for the last several months, traveled across the country, did the on-the-ground reporting. It really is the most important work I've ever done. I mean, I spent 13 years at Fox News, loved every minute of it, but there's so much more, and I think the time is right. People are cutting the cord, and they want more than just people yelling at each other, which, look, I love doing, very good at doing, but I think there's so many stories that have been covered up and undercovered, and that's what we're going for at CRTV.com.
I found myself during the election being more and more concerned about Fox News sort of going establishment. Do you sense that?
Yes, absolutely. And I think as Rupert Murdoch, you know, approaches his twilight years, that his two sons, who are very left-wing, are going to take over. And it, to a lot of people, it's looking more and more like CNN. I mean, we've got some really great people over there, but it's really not just about prime time. It's about how the entire network is tilting. And of course, even within a 24/7 cable format, you're not going to get in-depth coverage of things like, for example, student data mining, which I've got a show that I'm working on right now, or the history of Black Lives Matter and the ways in which right now it's creeping into your kids' classrooms. I've got a show on that that's available for viewing right now. A subscription to CRTV.com would make a perfect last-minute Christmas gift right now for anybody in your family, friends, people who need to be enlightened. And then I've got a two-part series on a former Oklahoma City police officer who I believe was completely railroaded by this social justice mob that we've been talking about. And you're not going to get that on Fox News or MSNBC or certainly CNN. And this whole pretense of objectivity, this pretending that these people don't have biases, people are sick of it. They're sick of, I love how you called them legacy media rather than mainstream media, Scott, because they are way out of the mainstream.
Yeah, old media is a less friendly term. I mean, it's the old model, right? It's the old, the people in smoke-filled rooms to decide what you need to know and nothing else that's going to happen. You mentioned Black Lives Matter. There were elements of the Black Lives Matter organizational apparatus that were on the ground all throughout the Dakota Access Pipeline site. Mm-hmm. And the chairman of the Black Lives, the chairman rather, of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, went on MSNBC with one of the key leaders of Black Lives Matter and said, how do we get more press? We need to learn, you know, the whole, it was a strategy session on how they get more media and get into the national media. So Black Lives Matter was supposed to be about concern over, you know, law enforcement needlessly killing innocent black citizens. And now it's about a pipeline protest. What is going on here?
Yeah, it is a manufactured circus playing on all sorts of minority grievances, and apparently these people sort of pose as in solidarity with one another to vault all of them together, you know, and voice these false narratives into the public eye. And I mean, you put your finger on it, Scott, when you talked about George Soros. These are the puppet masters, and they're pulling all of the strings. They've funded Black Lives Matter to the tune of millions of dollars. And I think it's particularly concerning, it should be, for parents, because as I said, one of our investigations talks about the ways in which public money is being used to ply these kinds of textbooks that tell the story of anti-American curriculum in our kids' classrooms.
Hold tight. More with Michelle Malkin coming up. And by the way, if you have a question or comment, got another segment. So 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. More.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Looking for that perfect Christmas gift? We all are, right? Well, I found one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince is here to talk about saunas. You're the biggest sauna dealer in North America?
Yes, we are. Have been for 4 years running. And
What is a sauna?
A sauna, at the end of the day, is a box of wood with a heater in it. But it's more than that. It is the best health and wellness product you could buy because it does so much for you. It detoxifies. It relieves stress. You're sweating out the bad stuff. You're boosting your immune system, Scott, which means you don't really need a flu shot or you don't need to take that pill that the doctor was giving you. It's that good a product.
What kind of price range are we talking?
Saunas start at $12.99 up to $20,000 with everything in between. I mean, you can design, build your own sauna however you want it to be. That's the beauty of it.
Just plug it in and take advantage of all the health and wellness benefits. Plug it in. Simple as that. Don't have to own your home. Do it in apartments. It works. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Table 2. Number one sauna seller in North America. Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks 2.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Titan Outlet. I tell you know, the best Christmas present on planet Earth would be a new tractor, wouldn't it? Yeah, new to you anyway. How about this? A guaranteed iron. And outlet prices, that's what you get from my friends at Titan Outlet Store. And right now they have a 2012 New Holland, a T8-390 with 968 hours on it, 340 horsepower, 1,000 PTO, 16-pound front weights with the brackets, the rear outfitted with 5 remotes and a high-capacity hydraulic pump, 18 speeds forward, 4 in reverse, 3-point quick hitch, Michelin tires. The front ones are 480, 77 R43, 770 R43s, and the rules are the 480, 80 R50s. Differential lock, cabs got all the leathery, leather luxury interior, suspended seat, It's loaded up. You can see it at TitanOutletStore.com. If you tell them Scott sent you, 11% off. Can't beat a deal like that. 11% off. That's right. Exit 6 in Minnesota on 94, or not far out of Fargo-Moorhead, or online at TitanOutletStore.com. Better yet, call them, 218-233-3700. A Merry Christmas from everyone at Titan Outlet Store. More than Michelle Malkin, our guest. Michelle is the host of a original series called Michelle Malkin Investigates on CRTV.com. I was in a sales meeting the other day with a young member of our staff, and there was a sales contest and a couple of big screen TVs, and she's like, well, I don't even need to win because I don't have a TV. And like, you don't have a TV? Like, you don't watch TV? Oh, no, we watch TV. We do it on our laptop. We cut the cord. We don't have cable. This is a growing trend, Michelle, to do what you guys are doing at CRTV.com and provide entertainment so folks don't flip channels and mindlessly. They just get what they like, right?
Yeah, that's right. It is on demand whenever you want, whoever you want. You get to choose. And I think people have limited resources, and you want to spend your hard-earned money on products that you can trust and on people that you can trust. I mean, you think about all of the government subsidies that have been put into PBS and NPR. You think about, you know, paying massive amounts for huge cable packages with 300 channels, 290 of which you don't watch, and 10 of which are hosted by and helmed by people who hate you. Why would you do that anymore? And so, you know, that, I think that's the thinking behind CRTV.com is that people are ready for that now. I mean, you referenced Fox News and people being, you know, increasingly unhappy about what's going on there. And I think the more the merrier. I mean, as somebody who's a free market conservative, I believe that the more choices there are, the better. And that the answer to speech with which you disagree or that you think is wrong or faulty or untrustworthy is more and better speech. And that's what we hope we're offering.
Well, we'd love to have you here to have Michelle Malkin Investigates uncensored, unfiltered, and in-depth on some of these stories that we've been following here, because I think they're of national note. I really do. I talked to a guest yesterday about a report I'm sure you've heard about, where the Sea Change Foundation and a Russian entity known as Klein Limited are pouring billions of dollars, just tons of money, into all of these you know, extreme environmental groups. The Congress has looked into this a little bit, but it hasn't got a lot of attention. Where, you know, if you have the Russians funding anti-environmentalists here, what's that about, right? I mean, if we're going to freak out about the Russians hacking into emails that we don't even know if they're the Russians yet, and we don't even know if it had any impact on the elections, certainly we want to know if the Russians are funding some of these radical environmental organizations who really are trying to undermine domestic sources of energy, because that props up Russian oil, you know. And here's another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
The chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, a fellow by the name of Dave Archimbault, he was the ringleader of the whole protest in 134 days now of this insanity we've dealt with, hooked up with Earth Justice and these other groups. His sister, one by the name of Jody Gillette, longest-serving policy advisor to Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama, the only place he visited in North Dakota one time, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, Cannonball.
Wow.
You know, and now, by the way, she's at a big law firm and gets $200,000 to what? Sue law enforcement. For the, you know, response to the lawless thugs. You can't
right.
make this stuff up. I mean,
right.
So
wow.
there's
those are great tips, and we'll definitely start looking into those. My modus operandi is to collect the dots and connect the dots for people. And I'm particularly interested in the story you just told me about foreign influence with regard to these left-wing groups. And, I mean, they're huge tentacles. We've got another story I'm working on for a show that will be available in the next couple of months on Tom Steyer. I mean, this is the next George Soros, one of these shady hedge fund billionaires who was all for oil and gas, cashing in on it before he was against it. And he has spread his money far and wide across the country.
Yeah, very interesting. I'm going to get a call in here for you. Rick in Mandan for Michelle Malkin. Go ahead. You're up.
Hey, good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. Hey, I'm really interested in the topic and have some investigative things maybe to talk about you online later, offline later. But I'm originally from the Twin Cities, and I've got a real deep understanding and knowledge of Black Lives Matters and the $2 million in law enforcement they spent in July for the Philando Castile case. But I look at it this way. I'm in finance. If you want to make an investment in a protest or a group, The pipeline protest is a heck of a lot better investment than Black Lives Matters, because you've got the same 500-year-old pot of injustice there, slavery versus land stealing and genocide. But
very good point, Rick. And by the way, there are groups right now doing nothing but co-opting, for lack of a better term, the Native American tribes to try and shut down private property rights. Another whole group is doing that, funded by the largest flower wholesaler in America, according to some of the folks that were here. So a lot of crazy things going on. Thanks for the kudos to Michelle. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time for a response, other than to say Merry Christmas, Michelle, and let's have you back soon, okay?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Scott.
All right, folks, more coming up with your calls after this.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's time to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. You can tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. About $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8 390 with 968 hours. Sharp tractor, 340 horsepower. Loaded up. 18 speeds forward, 4 speeds reverse, 3-point quick hitch. All Michelin tires. 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're a registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.